Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Travis?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Travis, how's it going? My name is Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good.
Happy to hear that. So let me just confirm a couple things here. For service areas, should put you in for residential, maybe some light commercial within about a 100-mile radius. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, because we can narrow it down to counties, cities, even zip codes if you wanted, so got you covered there. Now, I know Lulu's pretty good explaining everything, but before we dive into pricing, you know, the meat and potatoes of everything, did you have any questions about how the program works in general, anything at all?
Not really, no.
Okay. If you do along the way, don't hesitate to stop me. All good. Now, everything I'm going to go over here is included in the package, okay? We're a full-service marketing company, so we're not just putting you on the first page of Google. Now, although, of course, 90% of the calls will come from the Google listing. I mean, we've found that's where 9 out of 10 people search for, like, the company or tradesman they're going to work with or pretty much anything these days. So, I mean, that's why we focus there. You know, that's where the money is, right? But you'll also be on Bing, the Microsoft search engine, and over 60 different directories. So, like, Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even for, like, voice-activated searches. So, I mean, if anyone is searching within that radius on Androids, iPhones, even talking to their Alexa, I mean, you name it, we're making sure that you pop up. And all these calls come straight to you. There's no middleman touching any of your leads. So unlike Angie's or some of those third-party services where it's getting sent to your competition, it's kind of a race to get to the client, this is completely unlike that. When they click on any of these listings, call goes straight to you. So you're getting them in the moment they want the job done when they're doing the search. Now, you'll also be on sponsored Facebook ads. These work very effectively alongside the Google listing. I'll give you an example. So say a potential client is searching. They find you on the first page of Google or any one of these directories we put you on, but they don't call you in that moment. Later on, when they're in their Facebook, you know, looking through pictures or whatnot, your targeted ad will pop up in their feed with a direct click to call that goes straight to you. And as you can imagine, I mean, those convert really well, too. They see the ad later on. Oh, hey, I was going to call them earlier. They click, boom, call goes straight to you. You may have even had an experience like that yourself, right? You're searching for something or even just talking about it, right? You see the ads popping up. Exactly. I know. I hate it, too. It's annoying. But it is a really great marketing tool. So, I mean, that's exactly how it would work for you, except with your business and in your services. You'd also have a customized tracking and reporting system so we can track your success, you know, see what areas are being searched in the most, what keywords are being found for the most. We even monitor, track, and help you get more reviews, which is always good, right? I'll always take a good review. And you'll even have an account management team who's there Monday through Friday. You want to run new promotions, change content, keywords, I mean, anything at all, you name it. Now, just to give you an idea, like, how it would work for you. So let's just say for your immediate area, right, for junk removal. So in the last 30 days, it's been about almost 1,200 searches. So let's just say on the low end, we got you 1% of those searches right now. This is for sake of argument, I mean more than that. That's 12 calls, right? 13 calls. Now that's one keyword and one area, right? We can have you up in 12 different areas and up to 15 different keywords. So, I mean, now we multiply that. So, I mean, you see where I'm going with that, right? There's a book of business there in the backyard. We're just helping you utilize it by optimizing your placement. And not just on Google, but I mean, like, you know, we put you everywhere. Now, it pays for itself, I guess is the point. Now, as for the pricing, she did put you in for that credit since you guys are still within your first 5 years of business. That does qualify for a new in business credit. So that does bring the pricing down quite a bit, actually. So you'd be looking at just $299. Okay, that's month to month. There's no contracts. And that covers everything we went over. All your ad spends, everything is included in that. So it's the same every month, no matter what. Now, I mean, after hearing that, is that something that would fit in the budget for you?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to.
Okay. Sounds good. So, I mean, the first thing would just be, like, getting you verified through Google. So the address I have here from the Angie's is 1314 Morrow Mountain Road. Is that a good address for you?
Yep.
Okay, because what they do to get you verified, they send you a postcard in the mail, right? So then you send that back, that verifies the address. Now, you don't have to list the address online if it's not like a brick and mortar or any type of, you know, office, but just for the verification, that'll be good, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then for, let's see here. Now, once I get everything you know, finished up, I'm going to send you over your invoice through text and email. What would be a good email for you?
T. Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D, @CENTURIONIND.com.
Okay, so T. Callard, C-A-L-L-A-R-D, and then can you spell the last part?
It's B as in boy, Ballard.
Oh, Ballard, okay, sorry. T. Ballard, yep. And then can you spell the last part?
CENTURIONIND.com.
Okay, perfect. T. Ballard at CenturionIND.com. Okay, and then your last name is Ballard then, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So let's see here. Just confirm the email. T. Ballard. Perfect. Okay, and then now for your Google Business profile, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients online, now, first of all, for the phone number, is this a good enough phone number for clients to contact you, the 256-616?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Now, what about for hours of operation? Is that going to be like a 9 to 5? Are you doing more like an 8 to 6, or is it 24-7, or how would you like that to appear?
It could be 24-7 emergencies, but 7 to 7, Monday through Sunday.
Okay, so 7 to 7, Monday through Sunday, and then emergency service 24-7. Are there rates that apply for that too, or just list 24-7?
No, just 24-7.
Okay, 24-7. All right, and then for contact with clients, like for them to contact you, is phone, text, and email okay?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And then for certain areas that you want to show up in, you can have up to 12 of those, like I said. Do you have any specific area, like cities or zip codes that you'd want to be found in?
Probably Decatur, Huntsville. I mean, that's just what comes top of my mind right now.
Yeah, no worry. No worries. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have you speak with our technician. He's going to be able to, you know, have the, if you have any that you don't remember now that you want to add later, just have like a list of 12, like your top 12 by then. You could speak with him later today if you want, or maybe tomorrow morning. I mean, whatever's better for you.
Yeah, tomorrow morning would work out real good.
Like 9 or 10 a.m., something like that?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. And now you're also, we're including, like I said, the tracking system, of course, then also, now, she didn't note anything about the website. Do you already have one currently?
I'm actually working on one right now, but no, I don't.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I was going to say, we can include one if you like.
I'm already about halfway through it, designing it on my own, so I'd rather
perfect.
Keep on going that route.
Yeah, for sure, yeah, because, yeah, I was going to say, we can include it if you want, but if not, we can use yours to, you know, direct all the traffic, and we can just run traffic and analytics on your site, too.
Yep.
Yeah, perfect, okay, and now, for areas that you want to show up in, we already got that. Now, what about the keywords? Is it mainly just junk removal? I mean, you can have up to 15 if you have more.
Just land clearing, junk removal, roll-off dumpsters. Almost with landscape, that kind of stuff.
Landscaping, okay. Perfect, yeah. And then I can also have the technician, like, recommend, like, certain ones that have, you know what I mean, like, high search volumes, if you like, too.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. I'll make a note of that. So I think that covers this part. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, I think that should be good. And then let's see here. You guys are in. And then Somerville would be a good one too then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'll add that one. That's in Alabama. Okay, so let me just check the times for the technician. Yeah, so we can get you in, I think, let's see, because you guys are on Central. 2 hours. So, yeah, the earliest would be 9. We can get you in at 9. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. And then, now what about for, let me just make sure we got everything correct. Yep. Okay, perfect. And then for the billing address, would that be the same as well for the 1314 Morrow?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
It would be, I'm pretty sure it's a Visa, but give me a second.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
It is 4869.
Okay.
4690.
Okay.
0035-8241.
All right, so just to confirm, 4869-4690-0035-8241.
Correct.
Okay, and then the expiration?
It is February 25.
25, okay, and then the number on the back?
256.
Okay. Now, I'm also going to set up a security question for you. That way, you know, it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure. There's three options. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City is born in.
Okay. And the city name?
Arlington.
Arlington. Okay. Got it. Now I'm just going to set up your account. Now once I process, you're going to, like I said, see the invoice come through text and email. I'm going to resend the text because usually the text is the easiest way to access it. So let me just do that now. 1 second. Okay. There it is. Okay, so you'll see that come through here in just a second, and then I'm going to send you over the invoice. And then we just got one other, you know, or one and a half, I guess, quick steps, and you're good to go. Then you just got to speak with the technician for him to start setting up everything for you. So let me just confirm the info here. So Travis, typical spelling, T-R-A-V-I-S, Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D, and then it's 1314 Morrow Mountain Road, Somerville, Alabama, 35670. Okay, perfect. Yep, you'll see that come through now. Okay, perfect. You're going to see that come through now. 1 second. Okay. Okay, just... Internet, of course, is slow. Just give it a second. Sorry about the wait. Okay. Okay, now while we're waiting for that. Let's see, I'm going to go over the second step while that's processing. So basically it's to go along with your invoice here. Okay, it's called a voice verification. It's just to, of course, like ensure the accuracy of the order, outline the service agreement and everything. So if you have any questions or need me to review or clarify anything, just let me know. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case. Now, first, to welcome the local Slashers voice verification, call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with local Slash. And as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Top Tier Land Clearing.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Travis Ballard, President, CEO.
Okay. Great. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, part of that is getting your verification through Google. Like I said, with the postcard, there also is another step. Google will ask for images of, like, your tools, you know, work vehicle, things like that, things that go along with the business to verify that there is a business. Of course, you know how Google is. So I'm sending an email now so that way you can get a jump start on that for tomorrow morning with the technician. You should receive that through your email now. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up the security question for you. That way, you will know it's us and we're calling, and other callers that don't, you can, you know, disregard that. Now, as for, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Now, I'm going to give you the number that the technician will call from. I can just text it to you at the end of the call if you like.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's easier, right? Okay, perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Yeah, so basically if you do any other type of marketing with another firm or another company, just let the technician know that we're not doing anything that might interfere with that. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, June 22nd, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 22nd or 30 days from today in the amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, you're automatically, we're going to process payment, and it will be a recurring payment, but you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877, the number I'll text you, to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, let's see here. I did process payment. Did you see that come through? Like, did you get the text and email already?
Yes, I just got the text.
You did get the text? Okay, so it should say below is your invoice, and then you'll click on that blue link that's below it, and that should take you into the invoice. Let me know if that takes you in there.
Yep, it does.
Okay. Now, of course, take a quick look. Let me know if you have any questions. And then once you get to the bottom there, you're going to see a spot where it says there's a box you click, and it says I'm the authorized user. And then below that, there'll be an empty space to type your name there. Once you do both of those and then hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website and ask for your username and login. You'll receive that within 7 days since the technician is going to set that up for you tomorrow morning. Let me know once you get there.
I'm driving, so I might have to come back to that.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Just do it as soon as possible. No problem at all. Just let me know once you do that. Because I'm going to text you right now from my line as well. And also, just so you can just text me once you've got it done, and I should be able to double check it on my end. So let me send the text to you now. One sec here. So that way you have my contact info, and then this is also the same number the technician is going to call from too, just FYI. Let me see here. Okay. Travis. Here it is. Okay, now I'm also going to set up your time with the technician. So let me just double check we got that first thing tomorrow morning at 7. Okay, perfect. There we go. Local Splash CI. Okay, now I just got to add your info here. One sec. And then you're good to go. I know you're driving. I can even just do this once we're off the line if you want to get off the call.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be
that's better
later.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm gonna send over that text and that email. The email is going to be your confirmation of the time with the technician. That'll be a Google Calendar invite. Just hit yes on the RSVP, and then the text is going to have all the other info you need, okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right, perfect. So they'll call within 30 minutes at that 9 o'clock time tomorrow to get you started. Thank you for your time, and welcome to the team, most of all. So they're going to call you tomorrow morning to get you started, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
Yep.
Okay, bye.